பத்ரம் கர்ணீபிஷ்ருணுயாமதேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஷ்யேமாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுவாகும்ஸஸ்தனூபிஹ வ்யஷேமதேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நாஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது ஓம் ஶாந்தி ஶாந்தி ஶாந்திஹ. We have completed the Advaita Prakaranam. Now we will see the summary of this Advaita Prakaranam. All the Karikas written by Gaudapada Acharya on these four chapters, in these four chapters from Agama Prakaranam onwards up to Alata Shanti Prakaranam, he brings the ideas from the Mandukya Upanishad. In the Mandukya Upanishad, totally 12 mantras are in the capsule form Vedantic teaching. All the 12 mantras are in capsule form. What is there in that capsule? The entire Vedantic teaching is there. That means the Upanishad is presenting the subject matter implicitly. Implicitly means it's a very, very condensed form of teaching, Mandukya Upanishad. It's a condensed form of teaching. Therefore, Gaudapada Acharya felt that this Upanishad requires a further commentary, explanation. Therefore, he want to put it explicitly, elaborately. He want to write elaborate commentary upon that condensed Mandukya Upanishad. So the Karikas come under explanation or magnification, magnifying the condensed mantras. Mantras are in condensed form, Karikas in elaborate explanation, that is explicitly presented by Gaudapada Acharya. But in every Karika, he brings the idea of that mantras. He extract the ideas from the main mantras, all hidden ideas implicitly said by the Upanishad, he extracts and puts into an explanation, explicitly he presents. First, he took two words from that seventh mantra, Prapanchopashamam and Advaitam. Second chapter, that is Advaitadhya Prakaranam. The third chapter and Advaita Prakaranam, these two chapters are based on two words we saw. Prapanchopashamam, Nantah Prajnam na Prahish Prajnam, there Prapanchopashamam comes. Prapanchopashamam means mithyatva nischayaha of the world. Jagat mithyatva nischayam, falsification of this world. The world is not there really. World is unreal. World is unreal. That is called prapancha upashamaha. how he has established in that, no? Karya prapancha, that is gross. Karana prapancha, that is subtle. Causal universe or causal body. You take karanam. Two types of karyam, prathama dvitiya pada. And karanam, tritiya pada. Karanam, karyam, both are not there really. Both are not there really. That means prathama pada is negated, dvitiya pada is negated, third pada is also negated. Vishvatejasa prajna also negated. Virat Hiranyagarbha Ishvara also negated. At individual level also falsified. At a total level also it is falsified. Everything you falsify, what will remain? Only shunyam can remain. Nothing is there. Everything you falsify, then what will happen? Only emptiness will remain. That conclusion people may arrive. Therefore, Gaudapada Acharya immediately starts that Advaitam Brahma. Karya Karana Vilakshanam Advaitam is Turiyam. Prapanchopashamam Shantam Shivam Advaitam. There is a necessity of writing that Advaita Prakaranam, we have to understand. Once you do Prapanchopashamam, Jagan Mithyatvam, people arrive at what? Shunyam. Nothing is there now. We should not say like that. You have to see that Turiya Atma. That Turiya Atma alone is there, Satya Turiya Atma, that is non-dual, Advaitam. Therefore, he starts with this background, Advaita Prakaranam, that word he takes from that 7th mantra. So, Advaita Prakaranam. Advaita means what? Non-dual. Non-dual, Turiya Atma alone is there, which is the 4th pada as it were. It's not a pada, but as it were, it is a pada. Turiya Padam or Turiya Atma, I, myself. In this Advaita Prakaranam also, there are again 5 topics. First topic is Upodghataha, introduction or Upodghata. Second topic is Advaita Siddhihi or Srishti Nishedhaha. Advaita Siddhihi means establishing the non-duality. Or Srishti Nishedha. How you arrive at Advaita Siddhi? By negating the Srishti. Negation of origination of the world. Srishti Nishedha. Either Advaita Siddhi or Srishti Nishedha. Both are one and the same. And the third topic is Asparsha Yogaha. Asparsha Yogaha is the third topic. Another name for Asparsha Yoga is Atmajnanam, otherwise known as Amani Bhavaha. A beautiful name, Amani Bhavaha. Asparsha Yoga or Atmajnanam or Amani Bhavaha. Then fourth topic is Nididhyasanam topic. Vedantic meditation. Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. In the form of Mano Nigraha. In the form of Mano Nigraha. Then the final one, fifth topic is Upasamharaha, conclusion. Upodghata, first topic is Upodghataha, first 2 verses, 1 and 2. from third karika onwards up to 30th karika, he presents the second topic, Advaita Siddhi, third karika to 30th karika. Then third topic he presents in 31st karika onwards up to 39, Asparsha Yogaha topic. Then 40th karika onwards up to 47th shloka karika, Nididhyasana topic. And he deals with four obstacles there. Then one shloka he concludes, one karika. Now let us see one topic. First two karikas, Saguna Upasana Ninda. Saguna Upasana Ninda. Criticizing those people who take that Upasana alone is ultimate. That Saguna Ishvara alone is ultimate. Gaudapada Acharya criticizes. Ninda natu nindartham parantu Advaita Brahmastutyartham. We should not take Upasana is not at all necessary. Gaudapada Acharya says in Upasana Shrito Dharmaha Jate Brahmani Vartate. We should not take negatively. And the Gaudapada Acharya Upasana Pidikadu Abdella Shulakudad. Upasana Ninda means those people who take Upasana as ultimate goal of life. In Upasana, what they do? They meditate Saguna Ishvara, is attributed Ishvara. The Ishvara who is having attributes. Apara Prakriti. That is not ultimate. Veda teaching is not that. That ultimate teaching is Nirgunam Brahma. Therefore, that Upasana is only a medium, only sadhana. Whoever takes that alone as a final, they are all Kripanaha. Kripanaha Smritaha. So, Karya Karana, both of them fall within Dvaitam only. Saguna Ishvara Upasana comes under Dvaitam. I am a devotee, Lord is a Swami, our Ishvara, so I am a Bhakta. Dvaita Bhavana will continue in Upasana. Where is the question of Advaitam there? Therefore, that is not a proper way of understanding that truth. It is only a sadhana. It is a means. Therefore, ataha vakshyami karpanyam. They are all unfortunate people. Kripanasya bhavaha karpanyam. They are all unfortunate people. Those who are, they have to cross the river through the boat and they have to come out of the boat. No, I want to sit in the boat only. And eppadi irukum? They are unfortunate. Yathana jayate kinchit. Really, there is no Ishvara at all really born. There is nothing other than Advaitam Brahman. So, in these two mantras, karikas, he established that this Upasana is only a means, not ultimate. Then, the next topic will enter from third karika onwards up to 9th karika. Up to 30th karika, we can make it a 4 segments. I have given 5 topics karika wise. Now, I am going to do another division. This from 3rd karika onwards up to 30th karika, you can make it as a 4 segments. How he is going to do that Srishti Nishedha? Srishti Nishedha done at 4 segments, 4 levels, 4 segments. First segment is third Karika onwards up to ninth. Yuktya Jeeva Srishti Nishedaha. Yuktya Jeeva Srishti Nishedaha. Logical negation of creation. Logical negation of the creation of Jeeva. Jeeva is not born really. That he establishes. Yuktya Jeeva Srishti Nishedaha. Then in the 10th Karika, he presents Yuktya Jagat Srishti Nishedaha. Yuktya Jagat Srishti Nishedaha. Yuktya means through logic. He negates the creation of the world. Through logic, he negates the creation of the world. Through logic. So, Yuktya Jeeva Srishti Nishedaha is the first segment. Yuktya Jagat Srishti Nishedaha is the second segment. From 11th Karika to 14th Karika, Shrutya Jeeva Srishti Nishedaha. The scriptural negation of the Jeeva's birth, Jeeva Srishti, the creation of Jeeva. Scripturally, with the support of scriptures, scriptural negation of the Jeeva. Jeeva's birth you can take, Jeeva Srishti. Scriptural negation of the Jeeva's creation. Then 15th Karika to 30th Karika, fourth segment, Shrutya Jagat Srishti Nishedaha. Shrutya Jagat Srishti Nishedaha. Shrutya means through scriptures and artha. Scriptural negation of the world. Scriptural negation and scriptural by scriptures in matter. Scriptural, scripturally, or scriptures negating the world. How the scriptures are doing that job. You have to quote the mantras. Therefore, by this segment presentation, Gaudapada Acharya want to say, I am not following only Tarka, I am not taking only logic. Kevala Tarka, Shushka Tarka I am not taking. My Tarka is backed by the Shruti support. Shruti Shiras Tarkonu Sandhiyatam. I follow first Shastra, then I take the support of Yukti. So my logical support is always in the Shastra, is in front for me. That he presents here. Now first segment we will see from third Karika onwards up to ninth. How he presents that Jeeva Srishti Nishedaha. Jeeva and Jagat put together Srishti. Jeeva and Jagat put together Srishti. Panchabhutas are born. Why Jeeva and Jagat? We should not say Jagat only unreal. I am real and chollakudad. Jagat is unreal, okay na. You should know that Jagat is made up of five elements and your body mind is also made up of five elements. Not only body, our mind is also made up of five elements. Therefore, this body is included in the Jagat. This is very important. We always, nature is pointing out nature. That we are pointing out. We never include. What are all mistakes are there, errors are there in us. This is very natural in the mind tendency. That is, adhe palakkathil, adhe habit la nam enna panom. Indha ullagam ella poi. This whole world is false. Everything mithya. What about you? What about this body, mind? Therefore, what will happen? We go on listening Shastra statements. Yes, everything is mithya. Daily we are seeing arbitrary columns. But we never think that this body mind also is a part of this jagat, because it is also made up of ailments, including mind also. It cannot be something else other than this jagat. Since jagat is mithya, unreal, therefore this body mind also must be mithya. Idu amma kashtam. Unless I falsify this body mind also with this understanding, knowledge cannot take place. Mithyatvam, that jnanam cannot come. Falsification is much more important than knowing Brahman. First you should know how to falsify this. Automatically, once you falsify, automatically Advaitam Brahma is established. There are people that struggle to establish Advaitam Brahma. They struggle to establish Advaitam Brahma, somehow they establish Advaitam Brahma. They miss this truth. What? Mithyatva Nischayam. Dayananda Swamiji says always, first to do Mithyatva Nischayam. Ning Advaita Brahma establish kin onnu pannave venda. Automatically it takes place. Adhi romba simple job da. Idhi pannamal adhi pannite irundana enna prayojanam. That is why there are many scholars, but there are no jnanis. There are scholars, they talk about Advaita Brahma fluently, eloquently, but they cannot say this is mithya with conviction. That's so, adhika guru krupa venuma. Separate guru krupa irundada and the mithyatva nishchayam varuma. Adhi pannuradhida kashtam. Adhi pannittamanna our job is over. Therefore, we have to see that each segment, how he beautifully presents from the third karika. So what he says, he takes one example here. What is that example? Ghata akasha drishtantaha. Akasha ghata drishtantaha. The negation of the jiva srishti through akasha drishtanta. The pot space. The pot is born, but the space is never born, which is in the pot. Pot is born. The pot space, ghata akasha, is never born. It is ajaha. Similarly, that pot is the container. Containers may come and go. Content can not arrive and depart. The content is what in the pot? Not milk, sugar. Namma potla. Namma potla content is what? Space. Ghata akasha is the content. That content has never arrived or departed. The content is always there. Before the pot is coming, space was there. Once the pot is destroyed, space remain as space. The container's birth is not the space birth. Container's departure is not the space departure. As long as ghata is there, ghata akasha word will be there. The moment ghata is destroyed, pot is destroyed, the ghata akasha name will go away. But akasha remain as it is. Drishtanta nanna purinja. Now take this body pot. Body is like a pot. Since Atma is like a space, space is all pervading. The moment pots, any enclosure comes, that hall space, pot space, this pot space, hall space names will come the moment the enclosures comes. The moment enclosures are dismantled, you know, they are taken away or destroyed, space remains as it is. Nothing can touch the space. It has no sambandha with anything. Like that, Atma is like a space, all pervading. In that all pervading Atma, bodies like pots come and go. Bodies are like containers. Content is what? Atma. Consciousness. The content is never born. It is birthless. We should not extend the example. Appo akasham vannu, atma vannu, rendu ore irike swamini, appude advaitham eppudu aagum ani sollakoodadu. Ibdi sonnalum kashtam. Namak illa extend pandrathu palakkam. Akasha all pervading. Akasha is not born when you are talking about the pot example. Appo atma is also all pervading. Atma is not born even the bodies are born. Appo akasham irukku, atma irukku. Akasha is born. From the standpoint of Atma, tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha. That is the uncommon feature. Okay? Uncommon feature. So, Atma, all pervading content, bodies are coming and going. Atma is not born. Jeevatma, when the body is available, container is available. This Atma, what is the name? Jeevatma. Like Ghatakasha Madri, inge Jeevatma nu peru. So, Jeeva's body's departure is not the departure of Atma. Therefore, Jeevatmas are never born. They are never depart. What? Is born, what is departing here only? The matter, body, mind complex. Therefore, Jiva Srishti is not there. That is what he wants to say. Bhokta, this Bhokta, as long as container is available, I am the enjoyer, experiencer. Bhoktas may come and go. This bhokta, this is bhogya prapanchana. Jagat is bhogya prapancha. This body mind complex is a bhokta. Atma is not doing anything. The body alone is interacting with the world. That's what he establishes in this. So, vastavika abhavaha. Avastavika bhavaha, vastavika abhavaha. Really not there. But theriyirudhu swamini irikkena. Again we have to come to orders of reality. Orders of reality. Whatever you experience need not be real. You are experiencing the body. You are experiencing the mind. Whatever you are experiencing need not be real. Theriyirudhu? Why na? It is vyavaharam, vyavaharikam. Vyavaharikam is mithya. Vyavaharikam is mithya. So body is mithya, mind is mithya. Why? It is vyavaharikam, temporary. Vyavahara yogyam vyavaharikam, lower order of reality. Lower order of reality. What is higher order of reality? Turiya Atma, content is higher order of reality. Even though you are seeing through your eyes the body, it need not be satyam. You are seeing so many unreal things. Sunrise you are seeing, earth is flat you are experiencing, earth is stationary you are experiencing, stars are small you are experiencing, all experiences are false. Similarly, this body is real, this mind is real, is also false experience. What is the guarantee? When five experiences are false, why can't the sixth experience also false? Yes, I'm smiling and telling, but it's a very serious statement. When stars you are experiencing as small, what is the fact? Small stars are big. sun rising you are experiencing, what is a fact? Factually, sun is not rising. You are experiencing the earth is stationary. What is fact? Earth is violently moving. Earth is stationary, you are experiencing, it is violently moving. Earth is flat, you are experiencing, it is a round ball like. 4, 5 false experiences. What is the guarantee that sixth experience of this body mind also real? Like that only, this is also unreal. Therefore, your experiences need not be true. What is fact? The fact is Atma. Atma is Satyam. Therefore, you have to question your understanding about your body now. The Satyatvam you are giving to your body mind complex, there is a time asannam anu solluva illaya. The kalam vandachu enna, endha kalam anna, think panna vendiya kalam. There is a time to think that my experiences need not be true, absolutely true, because there are some experiences are unreal. Therefore, maybe this experience also may be unreal. That's what Gaudapada Acharya are telling. Jeeva Srishti Nishedha. Jeevas are not born. Atma is ever there. Turi Atma is ever there. In Turi Atma, matter manifests, matter disappears. In Turi Atma, this body-mind complex matter, which is made up of 5 elements with 3 gunas, will manifest and unmanifest. That manifesting, unmanifesting matter is inert jadam. It is not me. I am Turiya Atma. So there are no many spaces. When parts are many, you say, there are many spaces. Many spaces, you say. In all of our houses, there is a lot of space. Can you say many spaces are there, Swamini? In your house, one space. In my house, one space. Can you say like that? You are nicely nodding your head. Similarly, Atma also cannot be many. Even though it is available in every body, in every body, Atma is one. What are many? Bodies are many. Atma is ekaha. Advaitam. Bodies are many. Bodies are unreal. They are not countable. Uncountable. You cannot count. So therefore, you have to understand Jeeva Srishti is not there at all. Conscious is never born. Consciousness was there, is there, ever will be there. But bodies are only appearing, disappearing in the consciousness. Then, Ghatakasha Drishtantena Jeeva Srishti Nishedha. Now we are born or not born? We means from which standpoint? From Turi Atma standpoint, I am not born. From the body mind standpoint, Ahankara standpoint, I am born as though that is Mithya. That is unreal. But namma problem enna, indukku ottindi irukkom namma. We are identified with the body mind complex. That is what we have to detach. Now come to Jagat Srishti Nishedaha. 10th Karika, he says, he takes a Swapna Drishtanta. Jagat Srishti also not there. The world is not created at all, really. It is apparently created. The world is apparently created. Creation of the world is negated by saying matter is as good as non-existent. It is not born really. Bhogya Prapancha is not really born. How can you say na? Just as your Swapna. Your Swapna in your dream, you are seeing so many objects. So many objects, so many people you are seeing. Are they really born? Are they really born? They are not born. Have you experienced or not? You have experienced. But they are unreal. They are unreal. All of us know that we are all jnanis with regard to swapna. We are all wise with regard to our dream. Waker alone is appearing as dream world. There is no dream world, dream objects other than waker. Yes? I, the waker alone, appearing as dreamer. Similarly, I, the Turi Atma alone, appearing as the entire universe. Over. One karika chulli mudichitar avar. Namak puriyamali, we are breaking our head. In one karika, he has completed. I, the waker alone, is the swapna jagat karanam. Just it is appearing. It is unreal. I am experiencing, the waker experiencing what? Dream. He knows what? It is unreal. But experience is real. Even the experientially real, factually dream is unreal. Who is the creator? Waker. Who knows this fact? Waker. Similarly, Jnani, the wise person, knows that I am Turiya Atma, the entire waking world is another dream. For Jnani ki, waker ki, eppadi dream world experiential or real irukkum bodum kuda, factual it is unreal, waker ki, eppadi dream unreal, Jnani ki, waking world is unreal. Sopana drishtanta vichinde whole jagat, he made it as what? Unreal. When you have created the swapna and you are able to say unreal, why can't the jnani claim that I am Turi Atma, like waker there, I am the Turi Atma, mayeva sakalam jatam. Mai sarvam pratishthitam, mai sarvam layam yati. From waker the dream objects are born, because of waker the dream objects are existing, into waker the dream objects are merging. Similarly, from Turi Atma the entire universe is coming into existence, and it is sustaining, and it merge into Turi Atma. Merge into means, the moment you recognize you are Turi Atma, the entire world is as good as non-existent. Yesterday dream objects you remember after waking, in spite of their non-existence. You experience or not? Important point. After waking, you experience, you remember, not experiencing, you remember the dream objects or not? You remember. Even though they are not real, that you know they are not real, you remember. Yes? Yes? Similarly, Jnani also, after Jnanam, I am Turi Atma, he experienced the world. The dream will not continue after waking, but after Jnanam, the entire Jagat continues. As what? Uncountably. It is not real, factual, but it is only Vyavaharam. For whom? Turi Atma Jnanik. இப்போ நம்ம கூட துரிய ஆத்ம ஜானம்னா நமக்கு அப்படிதான். என்ன ரெண்டு சொப்னம் ஜானிக்கு, அஜானிக்கு வந்து ஒரு சொப்னம், ஜானிக்கு எத்தனை சொப்னம்? ரெண்டு சொப்னம். என்னது? வியாபாரிக்கெல்லாம் இருக்கிற ஒரு சொப்னம், அது பிராத்திபாசிகம். வியாபாரிகமாக இருக்கும்போது ஒரு பிராத்திபாசிகம் பண்ணது சொப்னம். ஓகே, பாரமார்த்திகமாக இருக்கும்போது வியாபாரிகம்ங்கிறது இன்னொரு சொப்னம். நான் இது எப்பவுமே சொல்லலை, இன்னைக்கு சொல்கிறேன். நான் வியாபாரிக்கனா ஜீவனா இருக்கும் போது ட்ரீம் வந்து பிராதிபாசிக சத்தியம் ஃபார் மீ. நான் பாரமார்த்திக துரிய ஆத்மானு ஞானம் வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் இந்த வியாபாரிக்கம் செகண்ட் ட்ரீம். மேக் திஸ் வியாபாரிக பிரபஞ்சம் லைக் செகண்ட் ட்ரீம். டூ யூ வாண்ட் டூ ட்ரீம்ஸ் ஆர் நாட்? யூ ஆர் யூ சாட்டிஸ்ஃபைட் வித் ஒன் ட்ரீம்? பிராதிபாசிக ஸ்வப்னம் போதுமா? ஆர் வியாபாரிக்கம் ஆல்சோ ஸ்வப்னம்? இஃப் யூ மேக் வியாபாரிக்கம் ஆல்சோ ஸ்வப்னம், யூ ஆர் ஏ ஜ்ஞானி. யூ ஆர் ஆல் மாண்டக்கிய ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். நோ, நெக்ஸ்ட் கம்ஸ் டு தேர்ட் செக்மெண்ட், தட் இஸ் ஸ்ருத்யா ஜீவ சிருஷ்டி நிஷேதா 30th. சாரி, 11th Karika onwards up to 14th Karika. Taittiriya Upanishad he brings, and Brihadaranyaka, Ishavasyam, Mundaka Upanishad, so many Karikas he brings and presents. Shrutya, negation of Jiva with Srishti Pramanam, Shruti Pramanam, with Shruti Pramanam. Mahavakya he brings from the different Upanishads. To establish the non-origination of Jiva. Mahavakya is used to establish the non-origination of Jivas. So until two segments, Yukti, logic is over. Now Shruti is taking that Mahavakya is called as Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam. The Vakyam to establish, the Vakyam that is taken or used to establish that Jivas are not born, Jiva is none other than Paramatma alone, that is called Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam. A statement that which reveals the identity of the Jivatma and Paramatma. Mahavakya means what? A statement that which reveals the identity or oneness of the Jivatma and the Paramatma. So Mahavakyam is used. Paramatma is unborn. Step by step, kanakula madri pottukonu. Paramatma is unborn. God is born or unborn? God is born or unborn? Unborn. Okay, the Paramatma is unborn. Correct? Once Paramatma is unborn, Jivatma is none other than Paramatma. Paramatma is not born. Jivatma is equal to Paramatma. Step number one is what? Paramatma is not born. Second step is what? Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnana Mulama. What? You have arrived at what? Jiva is equal to Paramatma. Jivatma is equal to Paramatma. Third step is what? Since Paramatma is birthless, since Jivatma is Paramatma, therefore Jivatma is birthless. I am not really born. When I say I am not really born, means from which standpoint? Turiyatma standpoint. Not from body-mind complex standpoint. It is mithya, jadam. So A is equal to B, B is equal to C, therefore A is equal to C. This is a kanak. Okay. Understanding this body mind is unreal. Jivatma is birthless because Paramatma is birthless. Because Jivatma is Paramatma. Four statements in Apagirkana. Paramatma is birthless. Jivatma is Paramatma. Jivatma is birthless. Easy, over Vedantam, no? Jivatma is equal to Paramatma. Paramatma is birthless. Therefore, Jivatma is birthless. Ipdi pottukalam. Jivatma is Paramatma. Paramatma is birthless. Therefore, Jivatma is birthless. Jivatma is Paramatma. Aidi Jivatma. I am none other than Paramatma. Since Paramatma is birthless, therefore Aidi Jivatma is also birthless. Namrityur Nashinka Namejati Bhedaha. So this is the topic. Third segment. Fourth segment. Is 15th Karika onwards up to Shrutya Jagat Srishti Nishedaha. This entire Srishti, even Upanishad is talking, Tasmadva Etasmad Atmana Akasha Sambhutaha. Is Akasha is born, Vayu is born, Jivas are all born. Upanishad is introducing then you are talking creation is not there. That is adhyaropaha. Only for teaching purpose. That is what fourth segment he establishes. At Shrutya Jagat Srishti Nishedaha Anchalambod, and the Srishti Vakyams of the Upanishads, we have to take it as Gaunam. They are all Gaunam, figurative. You should not take it really. For teaching purpose, Upanishad introduce Srishti Vakyams. At the same time, Upanishad says this is not real creation. Adhyaropa, then apavada, negation. The entire srishti, prakriya, is meant to travel from jivatma to paramatma. Meant to travel from the jivatma to that Brahman. So, Shruti Pramanam, what are they? Na? Neha nanasti kinchanan. There is nothing other than Brahman. Kathopanishad also it is said, neti neti. Brihadaranyaka also says same thing. And Kaivalyopanishad also says, Nabhumi rapo nacha vannirasti nachamnilomesti nachambaranchanar. There are no five elements in me at all. They are all only just for teaching purpose. Onnume kediyadu. They are only unreal. Neha nanasti kinchana. So we have got many srishti vakyams like this. Apadani, and the gauna vakyams, figurative, only ardhavada. But what is factual, we have to understand. Many people, they carry away by this, you know, figurative statements. They take it really and they miss what? The truth. That should not happen. So, prapancha srishti is negated through shruti alone. Shruti pramana. From 31st karika onwards up to 39, he comes to the next topic. Four segments over. Now, next topic 31-39, Nididhyasanam, Asparsha Yoga topic, Amani Bhavaha. How one can negate this world and the Jiva? How is it possible? Very simple, he says, Amani Bhava, disidentify with mind. Mind is nothing but Brahman. Really speaking, mind is nothing but Brahman only. Even this Brahma Jnanam is also Vyavaharikam. Brahma Jnanam is also Vyavaharikam. Turiya Atma Brahman is Satyam. And the Brahman Pati Vara Jnanam irukkalliyo adhi Vyavaharikam. Yen theriyumo? The Vritti Jnanam takes place in the intellect. Vritti is Anatma. Vrittila vara jnanam also anatma. So Brahma jnanam is also not satyam. We understand Brahman alone satyam, and the Brahman satyam angra chulra vritti irikilyo. Adi anatma. Yeena? And the vritti manasilo da varadhi. Manasu buddhi antakranalo da varadhi. Antakranam satyama? Poyya? Poyya. So, antakkaranallo and akhandakara vritti aham brahmani vandadhukku apparam in the jnana enna pandrathu? Throwing that mind along with the buddhi, mind, all are mithya. Then what remains? Amani bhavaha. Enlightened mind is that mind. That is enlightenment. So, Brahman is paramarthikam. Brahma jnanam is paramarthikam chollakudadu. Yen chollakudadanna, Brahman is paramarthikam, Brahma jnanam is also paramarthikam anna dvaitam undudum. Brahma jnanam undu vyavaharikam. Ippudu jnanam, when we are getting atma jnanam, you are using your body mind complex. Your mind is functioning. Thoughts are undergoing modification. This is vyavaharikam or paramarthikam? வியாபாரிகம். ஜானம் இஸ் டேக்கிங் பிளேஸ் இன் வியாபாரிக அவஸ்தா ஆர் வியாபாரிக ஸ்டேட் ஆர் பாரமார்த்திக ஸ்டேட். வியாபாரிகா ஸ்டேட் இன் வியாபாரிகா யூ யூஸ் த வியாபாரிகா மைண்ட் அண்ட் கெட் த வியாபாரிக ஜானம் டு நோ பாரமார்த்திக, டு ரிகக்னைஸ் ஐ எம் பாரமார்த்திக துரியாத்மா அண்ட் ஃபால்சிஃபைங் த மைண்ட். யூஸ் த மைண்ட், ஃபால்சிஃபை த மைண்ட். யூஸ் த மைண்ட் டு ஓன் அப் துரியாத்மா. ஆஃப்டர் யூசிங் த மைண்ட் என்ன சொல்லணும், அரே மனசு இல்லையே, இருக்கிறது பிரம்மம் தானே. மனசுங்கிறது அவர் ஜஸ்ட் நாம்கே வாஸ்தி யூஸ். So therefore, understanding the unreality of the mind, understanding the unreality of the mind with the help of the mind. Manaha Brahma Eva. Who said? Gaudapada Acharya. Here only. He said in these Karikas. So therefore, all thoughts, including Brahman, Jnanam Akhandakara Vritti also is false. That's what he says. Brahman is Satyam, Brahma Jnanam is Mithya. Really, that also, enna vyavaharika Mithya, no? இது கஷ்டமா இருக்க சுவாமி ஒத்துக்கிறது. ஐதி துரிய ஆத்மா இஸ் பிரம்மன் சத்தியம். அந்த சத்தியம் தெரிஞ்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் அந்த ஞானம் அங்க இருக்கு இல்லையா, நான் துரிய ஆத்மா எனக்கு பிரம்மன் ஞானம் இருக்கன்னு சொல்லுவேள. கிறிஸ்டல் சுகர், கிறிஸ்டல் ஹாஸ் டு டேஸ்ட் த சுகர் டேஸ்ட் சுகர் கிறிஸ்டல். ஐ வாண்ட் டு டேஸ்ட் மை செல்ஃப். Sugar crystal need not taste itself. Why? It is sugar. அதே மாதிரி ஐதி பிரம்மன் நீட் நாட் என்டர்டெயின் த பிரம்மாக்கார விருத்தி. ஏன்னா நான் பிரம்மன் தெரிஞ்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் அந்த விருத்தி தேவையே இல்லை. புரியறதா? அதுக்குதான் பிரம்ம ஜான விருத்தி ஆல்சோ வியாபாரிகம். சின்ஸ் வியாபாரிகம் இஸ் மித்யா, ஈவன் பிரம்மஜான விற்பி தட் விச் அக்கர்ஸ் இன் த மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ மித்யா. ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங், தெர் இஸ் நோ மைண்ட் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் அலோன் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் மைண்ட். தெர் இஸ் நோ ரியல் மைண்ட். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் அலோன் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் த மைண்ட். ரொம்ப மைண்ட் பாக்லிங் சப்ஜெக்ட். புரிஞ்சா ரொம்ப ஆனந்தமாக இருக்கும். Amani Bhavaha. This is called enlightened mind. Enlightened mind is a lightened mind. No Mano Bharaha. It's an entertainment. Brahman, Aidi Turiyatma, as a mind, I manifest and function in the Vyavaharika Jagat. Ippadi patta oru nilai, it is my original nature. Idi Thiriyamal. False body, false mind, false vyavahara. I am taking real and I am chased by the world. As long as I give reality, I am under fear. That's what Gaudapada Acharya says. All yogis are afraid of Advayam Brahman. They are all afraid of Brahma. Abhaye bhayadarshinahan. Why they are not able to understand it? Then come to the next 40th Karika onwards, I will give some sadhanas, nididhyasanam. Everyone cannot assimilate this knowledge, even though it is very simple, but they are not qualified. Only Uttam Adhikari can grasp this. Who is free from raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, who is full-fledged with sadhana, chatushtaya, sampatti, Uttam Adhikari can grasp at a stretch. But there are manda. I did last class lo 3 divisions. Uttama adhikarikemo nididhyasaname theva illa nu sonna. Madhyama adhikarikada anda brahma abhyasa madhyama adhikarikada thevai enna sonna. Mandama adhikarikemo samadhi abhyasa madhyama adhikariki brahma abhyasa adhyasa abhyasam nu sonna. That is I did that division. That is only my, from my perspective only I did. It is not said in Shastra. Shastra, according to Shastra, Manda Adhikari, avanukku jnanamu varadu, jnana phalamu varadu. Ippudu gnapakam vechukonga. Uttama Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Manda Adhikari. இந்த உத்தம அதிகாரிக்கு ஞானமும் வரும், ஞான பலமும் வரும். ஈக்கண்டும் மித்யாத்வ நிச்சயம், அவன் உத்தம அதிகாரி. சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி ஃபுல்லா இருக்கு அவனுக்கு. இந்த மத்தியம அதிகாரிக்கு சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி 50% தான் இருக்கு, ஃபுல்லா இல்லை. அதனால இவனுக்கு ஞானம் வரும், ஆனாலும் ஞான பலம் வராது. Therefore, he needs that either Brahmabhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam or Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Sitting in the one particular place and doing meditation. Nididhyasanam is required for Madhyama Adhikari. This is Shastra's division. Madhyama Adhikari. Why is this Sathana Chitushtaya Sampath illa fulla? Jnana Phalam varle. Jnana Phalam varle anna Jnana irindha enna prayojano? Illiya? அந்த ஆனந்தம் வரல, அந்த சுகம் வரல. நான் பிரம்மனு தெரியறது சுவாமினி, ஆனாலும் என்னமோ ஒரு அது என்னமோ ஒரு தான் ப்ராப்ளம். ஸோ அப்போ என்ன பண்ணோம்னா, நிதித்தியாசனம் பண்ணு, லய விக்ஷேபா கஷாயா ரசாஸ்வாதா, யூ ஆல் காங்கர் தெம் அண்ட் யூ எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் ரீலிவிங் இன் த டீச்சிங், ஈதர் பை வாக்கிங் ஆர் ரீடிங் ஆர் லிசனிங் அகெயின் are writing the notes, are studying again and again at home, are sharing with your partners, are colleagues. You can do that way also, alert living to the teaching. Or, இதெல்ல நமக்கு ஒத்து வராது, நமக்கு ரொம்ப கஷாயம் ஜாஸ்தியாக இருக்கு, என்ன பண்ணணும்னா உட்கார், உட்கார்ந்து நிதித்தியாசனம் பண்ணு. இன்டென்சிவ் ப்ராக்டிஸ் சமாதி, அது வந்து எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ப்ராக்டிஸ், அலர்ட் லிவிங். இது வந்து சிட்டிங் அண்ட் டூயிங் நிதித்தியாசம். உனக்கு எது வேணுமோ யூ கேன் டேக். திஸ் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் மத்தியம அதிகாரி. அக்கார்டிங் டு சாஸ்திர மந்த அதிகாரி, சாஸ்திரம்னா அங்கங்கே பிரகரண கிரந்தா சேஸ், மந்த அதிகாரிக்கு ஞானமும் வராது, ஞான பலமும் வராது. நான் என்ன டிவிஷன் பண்ணிட்டேன்னு, மத்தியம அதிகாரிக்கும் பிரம்மாபியாச நிதித்தியாசனமே போதும், மந்த அதிகாரிக்கு மாத்திரம் சிட்டிங் நிதித்தியாசனம். அப்புறம் ஞானமே வராது, சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி சுத்தமாக இல்லாதவன் யாருன்னா அதம அதிகாரி அப்படின்னு நான் போட்டிருக்கேன். அதம அதிகாரின்னு வச்சுக்கலாம். அதம அதிகாரின்னா சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தியே கிடையாது, அவனுக்கு ஞானம் வர்றதுக்கு சான்சஸ்ஸே கிடையாது. மந்த அதிகாரிக்கு வந்து கொஞ்சம் இருக்கு, ஆனாலும் கொஞ்சம் ஹேபிச்சுவல் நோஷன்ஸ் இருக்குது, அதனால சமாதி அபியாசம் பண்ணணும் அனு என்னோட நான் டிவிஷன் பண்ணிட்டேன். இப்போ என்ன எந்த டிவிஷன் எடுக்கணுமானு உங்களுக்கு கன்ஃபியூஷனாக இருக்கேன். எந்த டிவிஷன் எடுத்தாலும் பரவாயில்ல, எல்லாம் அக்ஞானிஸ் தானே. ஓகே, ஸோ உத்தம அதிகாரியாக இருக்கிறதுக்கு முயற்சி பண்ணுங்க. ஆனால் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி பர்ஃபெக்டாக இருக்கணும் உத்தம அதிகாரிக்கு. மந்த மத்தியம அதிகாரிக்கு இன்னொரு பேர் இருக்க, கனிஷ்ட அதிகாரின்னு வேறு இருக்கா. அந்த மத்தியம அதிகாரி வந்து செகண்ட் கிரேடு. இந்த மந்த அதிகாரியே தே கால் இட் வித் டிஃபரெண்ட் நேம்ஸ், அதம அதிகாரி, கனிஷ்ட அதிகாரி, அப்படி தேல் கால். ஓகே, இதில் கொஞ்சம் சின்ன ரேஷியோ டிஃபரன்ஸ் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸில். எப்படி இருந்தாலும் எசிமுலேஷன் பண்ணணும், டீச்சிங் மஸ்ட் பி எசிமுலேட்டட். எவ்வளோ நோட்ஸ் எழுதானும், எவ்வளோ கேசட் கேட்டாலும், எவ்வளோ சிடி கேட்டாலும், எவ்வளோ இன்டர்நெட்டில் எல்லா லெக்சர்ஸும் கேட்டுருந்தாலும் கூட, சாட்சாத் குருமுகமாக கேட்காமல், நிதித்தியாசனம் பண்ணாமல் மோக்ஷம் வரதுங்கிறது குதிரை கொம்புன்னு. ஆமாம், அதனால எசிமுலேஷன் பண்ணணும், டு ஸ்பெண்ட் டைம் ஃபார் தட். After saying that, finally he concludes, therefore what? Therefore there is no creation at all. I was Turiyatma, I am Turiyatma, I ever will be Turiyatma, in spite of this Vyavaharika world, it cannot touch me. Asparsha, sparsha anna touch, sambandha. Aidi Turiyatma is asparsha, untouchable. I no one can touch me, I am asangaha. Dreamer can, dream objects can disturb the waker. Dream objects, dream persons, dream fully come and go on pestering the waker. No, he has falsified the dream. Similarly, once I understand I am Turiyatma, Paramarthika Satyam, higher order of reality, the lower order of reality, Vyavaharika, cannot touch me, cannot have any relation with me, because it is lower, I am higher. They cannot touch me. In spite of my mamiyar problem, mamanar problem, veet problem, veet problem, even house, this body, veet anna innoru veet, idu. Adhu veet moksham, in the body or house irukkillaya, in spite of the body problems, mutti vali, mudugu vali, irundhalum kuda, I am, enna, turiyatma. You cannot make the anatma perfect. You need not make turiyatma perfect. Last two statements. You need not make the Turiyatma perfect because it is always perfect. You cannot make Anatma, body, mind, complex, world, people perfect because they are always defective. Therefore, what? Don't struggle. Own up Atma, do your job, routine. Appadi irukkatam. Vyavaharam, vyavaharama irukkatam. It cannot touch me, the Turiyatma. Therefore, Aham Advaitam Brahma. With this, I conclude Advaita Prakaranam. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.